Well, have you ever made a mistake and it turned out actually really good? Sometimes that happens. Well, this is Joy Bubbles in Minneapolis, your storyteller, and you've read stories and stuff. I'm sitting here on one of these older type phones with the brass bells in them. How long has it been since you used one of those? Well, one mistake that I learned about when I was little was the soap. It all started with a mistake. They were, a guy in Cincinnati, I think it was making soap, and he went to lunch, and you know what he forgot to do? Forgot to turn the thing off that mixes air into the soap solution, evidently. And this is the way I understand it. And it put too much air in, more air than soap material, and the soap became lighter than it was supposed to be. Uh-oh, what is he going to do? Report all that? And get in trouble for what he did. Well, instead he let it go, and the soap went out, and it was, let's just say, not as heavy as it was supposed to be, not as full of soap. It had more air in it. The company got all these wonderful letters back. And, wow, this is neat. Thanks for this new floating soap. I love it, the way the soap floats. This is magic. Whoever thought of that is a genius. And they called it Ivory. And I don't know, 100-some years later, it still floats. I just tried it the other day. So I guess you could probably find it maybe on Google, searching under Ivory soap and mistake, maybe, or something, and read the story more detailed than I know it. I'll tell you about mine, though. I went to this drugstore called Snyder's down in Minneapolis on, I think it was 44th and Nicollet there. And something terrible happened, although I didn't know it at the time. I wanted a lottery ticket, a daily three for 525, because May 25th is my birthday, and besides, I like the number 5, and 25 is 5 times 5. It's my favorite number. I won with it back on my birthday in 95, so I asked for it for 5 days, since 5 is my favorite number. And she said, the lady at the drugstore said, well, we can only give it to you for 1 day. We're not allowed to do that anymore than 1 day. The machine wouldn't do it. Well, I wonder why it had changed. I don't know. So I went ahead and took it for 1 day, and I was kind of suspicious, but I didn't think of it much more until the next day, which would have been the second day of the 5. I was checking the lottery number, and it came in 5. Don't say 2. 2. No, now don't say 5. 5, it said, the lottery number telephone. 525. I would have won $500 if she'd have given me what I asked for. That Phil Fox. That's the word we had on the spelling bee. It means something completely different, but I use it for different things now. That, and I was getting angrier by the minute and saying all kinds of mean things about the lady to myself, and even out loud, even though there was nobody around to hear me. And then I got really mad, and then I got madder still, just thinking about it, and I called the lottery and was mad with them and told them about it, and they said, that's unfortunate, but, you know, since you don't have a ticket or any evidence that, you know, you were trying to buy 5 days, there's nothing we could do. And they said, I told them which drugstore, and they did say that they would do some retailer training. And hopefully this would never happen again. They said, not only can you do 5, but, you know, before you could do up to 7 days, well, we've made a change, and we can even give you up to 14 days now. 14 days. Wow. And that lady said she could only do 1. Well, finally I realized I was so angry I couldn't even eat. I realized I hadn't eaten that day, and I just couldn't bring myself to even want any food. And I was reading this magazine, the Lutheran Braille Evangelism Association magazine, and in there they had an article, I think it was either about gratitude or forgiveness, and they mentioned garbage bags, the slogan that's on the bags, don't get mad, get glad. That one hit me right in the heart. I don't know what it did. I thought, you know, if I keep getting madder about this thing and staying angry like this where I can't even eat right and I'm stressed, it's going to cost me a whole lot more than $500. And I stopped everything and just got still and thought about what it means to don't get mad, get glad. And said, I need to start forgiving that lady. At least, if I can't forgive her right now, at least be ready to and start the process. And I got working on that, and then I got the call where I had been scheduled to be on a radio show in Australia for an hour. I'd almost forgotten about it and all the, you know, the commotion. But I said, oh, sure, I'll be on. I'm ready, you know, and okay, you'll be on the air. And it was like 2 minutes or something that we're going to go on the air in Melbourne in the state of Victoria in Southeast Australia. So they, you know, people would call in and stuff, and I was talking about all kinds of things and the stories and my feelings for Australia, how I have a kind of a heart for Australia and stuff like that. And somebody called in and asked me, do you get angry because you're blind? And I said, well, no, but then I told them just how mad I was about the chemist, which we would call the drugstore, about the lottery ticket and that story, and then about the don't get mad, get glad. And I said, you know what? I want to say right out loud, so I'll hear myself saying it. I forgive that lady at the drugstore. And I'm going to be, you know, glad instead of mad. And it sure is wasteful to something I can't do anything about. Well, a couple calls later, this woman called in from on the show and said, hello, my name is Dawn, and I'm deeply touched. I've been writing down a lot of things that you've been saying, and I hope I can get a recording of this, which the radio person said, yeah, they knew Dawn there. And he said he would get her one. And she said, you know, I was wondering, I would like to replace the $500 that you lost. Would you be offended if I was to do that? And I said, well, no, I wouldn't be offended. I would be delighted. Oh, okay, good. That settles it then. And she said, if I, you know, get your number somehow. And I said, oh, I'll give it right now so other people, if they want, can call me from Australia, and I'll call you right back if you do, because it's, you know, I have this reasonable calling card and everything. And I'll be glad to pay for the call. So Dawn was the first one to call me after the show. And she expedited it through the banking contacts that she had and stuff, and it was in my account in 2 hours, direct deposit. And that was just the beginning. Don't get mad, get glad. We started talking, oh, almost every day, and about different things, and we laughed together and cried together, and she's kind of a healer and stuff, too, and very, you know, deep, caring person, and she was working with me on some of my old family hurts and stuff from childhood and everything. And one Sunday, we were doing a healing of separation from a biological family or biological mother, and she said, you know, I think this really should be done in person, you know. How about if I drop by Wednesday? And I, oh, okay. And then we were talking about something else, and I suddenly said, wait a minute, aren't you in Australia still? Well, yeah, but, you know, they have planes going all the time. Qantas, you know, that's their business. They're an airline, you know. I'll just hop on one of them. And would Wednesday morning be all right? Well, if you change, I'll get there. And if you change your mind, I'll just kind of mosey around Minnesota or, you know, the U.S. or something and go back. But, you know, wow, I've never had anybody to be coming from Australia and wouldn't mind if I changed my mind, you know, about seeing her. Gee. Well, Wednesday morning, she had a driver hired to pick me up, and we had a wonderful hugging and talking and went to lunch. And afterward, she surprised me. She said, have you ever had your feet washed by somebody, you know, like in a caring way? No, never in my life. And so she had her concierge go up and get all the foot stuff and bring it down to the meeting room or something where everything was set up and where we were. And she had oils and all kinds of stuff that she did. And washing my feet like that in the silence and just feeling, realizing that she had come all those flights, and she was mentioning how she goes first class because it's more comfortable than the other way. And, you know, coming there for me. I mean, she could have done so many different things with her time that day. And she chose to come here and wash my feet. And I just started crying and crying, and we just sort of hugged, and, you know, it was just one of those times that just, you know, when you, is this really real? Well, let's just say I'm not angry with that Snyder's drugstore lady anymore. Don't get mad, get glad. And that's not the end. She came over for a bath. They gave me a great big bath with oils and stuff and all sorts of soakings and, you know, energy stuff in the water. They even spoke special words into the water. And she hired me a special healer to work with me that we sort of clicked on. And she came over a few times doing, like, rebirthing and all sorts of things. And we had talked about, I felt like she was my real mother, my loving mother. And one day we decided that, how about an adoption ceremony in October of 2005? We had a 2-day adoption ceremony with a ritualist there and doing stuff. And she was a sponsor of a club that does storytelling. And I won an award through that group, Keeper of the Oral Tradition, for one of my stories. And a group called Cultural Creatives, and they have a spelling bee once a year, and I entered it and got the first place and won and paid my credit card off. And, you know, I think about it, how different it would be if I had stayed mad at that lady at Snyder's and talked about on the radio what a meanie she was. Would I have met Don? What would my life be like? It would be different. But instead, I have the dawn of a new way of life. Somebody that, of all the things they could be doing, she comes over maybe every 6 or 8 weeks and sees me out of love and reads to me, and we laugh and cry together. And sometimes they're just quiet. One day, she travels a lot. One day, she had a bad trip to Japan, and she called me and said, could you just be with me for a while and in the silence? And so I was for a half hour. And she one time went and washed in the Ganges River, Mother Ganga, the river in India, and bought me a little copper statue of Ganesh that was in the water with her to give me, and gave me a friendship ring that I wear. It's really the dawning of a new me. I forgive you, Snyder's drugstore lady. Who would have known that a mistake would lead to that? And this is only the beginning. Take care of each other, stay strong, and find some time to play. You never know, if you make a mistake, sometimes it can turn out quite different than you expect, can it? Talk to you later.
Begin speaking at the tone.